Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, overuse versus underuse injuries, or when am I going to die? Well, folks, about a year and a half ago, I was running some nasty hard laps around the high school track. A woman in her 80s there, who I know had been and still is a serious capital S runner, stopped her laps to ask, "How fast you doing them?" Oh, gasp, about X minutes and seconds. "How old are you?" she said. I fessed up. Then she said wistfully, "That's good." And surprisingly, as she took off again, she said, "Enjoy every minute of it." Okay. Often over the years, when people have talked with me about running, they've asked how my knees are holding up. And I've trotted out the wonderful research showing it is certainly possible to develop temporary overuse injuries from too much running too soon. But overall, the more one runs, the less chronic joint pain one has, the less likely one will become disabled, and the longer one likely will live. Yes, isn't that wonderful research? But that day on the track, hearing those words from my fellow runner changed me beyond the research. I knew then, and increasingly since then, that the great danger in our lives is not from overuse injuries, rather that we begin dying when we underuse ourselves. We human beings thrive physically and emotionally on walking and dancing and swimming and running and biking and gardening and golfing and all sorts of twisting and turning and jumping, moving. Ironically, shortly after that day on the track, I hurt my Achilles tendon. No, not from running, from trying to pick up the end of the dish cabinet. So I had to cut way back on running, boo-hoo, and cut out the hard stuff totally ever since. Until the other day. And boy, nasty hard never felt so good. A joy, a painfully gasping, doing the best I can joy. So even though our world is engineered otherwise, folks, don't sit down when you can stand. Don't stand when you can walk. Don't walk when you can run, my friends, and enjoy every minute. I'm Dr. Rich, back on track, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.